in support. This is a day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We welcome you to this service of worship on this third Sunday in Advent in the year of our Lord 2013. This is 14, but we're glad that you are here, 2014. And we're delighted that you are here for this service of worship on this day. Thanks be to God. I hope you will take notice of the announcements in the bulletin, and you had one you wanted to make.
Is this right? Yeah. Tom didn't know this was going on. I just slipped out here. It's Silent Saint Sunday. I said I was going to do it every quarter. Well, this quarter it's going to be kind of hard to call it a silent saint because our man here does talk. But this morning, I want Cornelia to come down here. And Tom, you know, we needed an interim choir director at one time, and who filled in? We needed an interim pastor, and who filled in? And both of them have done a tremendous job, more than you'd ever expect of interims. And this morning, I'm going to present them with coffee mugs, so I hope they can remember us for all the good deeds they had done us. So I'm going to go get them. But congratulations. Really do like them.
Thank you. Congratulations. Okay. And the handle's big enough I can see it. Thank you, sir. We very much appreciate that, and I think this is a good thing to do if you leave out the last two people who got it. But we are very appreciative, and thank you very much. I hope you will take notice of all the announcements in the bulletin, what is going on and what is going on and what is happening today. Anybody going to tell me? Love Feast. And those who are serving, please be here at 4:15. Those who are serving today at the Love Feast, please be here at 4:15. And the service begins at 5, but people will be here way before then. So you come to get a seat. I'll leave it up to you when. Of the calendar events, you see many things that will be happening these next few days and then this next week. With next Sunday being the fourth Sunday in Advent, the two services on Christmas Eve at 5 and 8 o'clock. Are there other concerns or announcements you want to lift up? Sure.
Just a reminder, the Church Life Methodist Men Breakfast is this coming Sunday. Hot Sunday, one service at 10. We will be serving the majority office at 9 with the choir. And the church advance, I believe, are a quarter of 9. And just a reminder, the sign-up sheet out in the north, I will be taking up after the Love Feast to copy them. So please, if you're going to attend and have not signed up, please do so so we can get a hand. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. You've had many to sign up. That's good. Sure. I like that drum, yeah.
Please be here.
Thank you to be very special. We hope you will make special effort to be here next Sunday morning. One service at 10 a.m. Are there other concerns or announcements? I want to mention to you, Chris, please.
We're going to host the Christian Health Center in Austin, North Texas, over here. Sorry to let
Yesterday at the parade, there was something going on with your Sunday school class. What was it?
We gave out free hot chocolate at the parade. It was a great thing. People enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for those of you who came by and said hello. Thanks,
hot chocolate. I even heard that members of the class were going down the parade, and they were going down the street to offer, and that's wonderful. Thank you for that, too. That's a mission out. We're outreaching now with hot chocolate. Have you heard that? Hot chocolate outreach. The new pastor has been here. He was here for a special meeting on Thursday night. Everyone said it was a great time, a get-together. All the staff have met him. And do you remember we started off with some words several weeks ago? Prayer was the first one. I have to look at them to remember them. Attitude was the second one. Our attitude in receiving new leadership and welcome him. Or our attitude needed to be changed as a community of faith. How should we be? Accountability. Who are we holding each other accountable? In other words, if you were arrested for being a member of the church, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Accessibility. Are we accessible to God's Spirit movement? Are we accessible to other people? Are we accessible to someone coming off the street and saying, I want to be a part of this fellowship? Are we accessible? And the word for today is listen. We listen a lot during the Christmas season. We listen to the music that comes. It combats us everywhere we go. We hear it in the stores. It's supposed to help you to be able to shop easier. You know that you want to pull out your pocketbook and buy. But we want to listen to God's Spirit as it seeks to incorporate into our lives a new attitude of who we are as God's people as we welcome a new pastor. May we listen to God as he speaks to us. And may we listen to the new leadership, and may he listen to us. May God bless us all as we seek to listen to each other. If there are no other announcements or concerns, let us continue our worship now as God seeks to bless us and to work through us. Amen.
As we offer our praise to God, please join me by standing for the call to worship. God is in our midst. Do not fear. God rejoices to renew our lives in steadfast love.
God gathers us in this time of worship. God claims us and promises us a home.
Trust in God, who is our strength and life. Give thanks to God, the source of our salvation.
We will sing praises and exalt God's name. With joyous shouts, we will tell of God's glorious deeds.
Rejoice in God, whatever your circumstances. Remember the good fortune God has shared with you.
We will not worry as we see God's peace. We open our hearts and minds to God's being.
Amen. Jesus comes to us again at Christmas this year, and if Jesus dwells within each of us, shouldn't that make a difference in who we are and how we live our lives? Hear these words from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blamelessness at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. If we seek Jesus, who is born in the manger, shouldn't we be at peace among ourselves? Help the weak and the poor, not repay evil with evil, but always do good with one another. In all circumstances, give thanks. As we light the third candle, let us remember that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus who comes to us.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today.
Amen.
The first lesson this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5. Verses 16 through 24. If you'd like to read along in the Pew Bible, it's in the New Testament, page 193. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls upon you, and he also will bring it to pass. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
within the life of many churches, when the gospel lesson is read, everyone stands to their feet. I'm going to ask you to stand today as we read from the Gospel of St. John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. And from the fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has made him known. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed, he did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said." This is the word of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Please be seated. Standing is a way of paying attention. You know, young men are asked to be sure that you stand up when the young lady or the lady of the house comes in. Standing is a way of saying that we honor God's word. And that's the reason I want you to stand today. Because it is done some Sundays, every Sunday, when the gospel is read. The gospel being Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When the gospel of our Lord is read, the retelling of the life of our Lord through the eyes of different gospel writers. Today we come to focus on one who points the way. And this is John the Baptist. Can you imagine him coming out of the wilderness, his preaching and teaching, camel's hair cloak? I imagine it had an odor to it. The eater of locusts and wild honey, he came with fire in his eye. But the Gospel of John is different from the other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the synoptic Gospels. It just presents John in a different way. And we want to get that picture this morning. Gromick in my hometown, and the teachings that I received intentionally were that you were not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Any of you have been told that? That was a teaching that was very strong when I was growing up in our very early years. Maybe Jesus had a teaching about that when he talked about the feast where people would be invited. Don't take the first seat when you first get there, for someone else may come in, a higher dignitary, and then you would be asked to move down rather than sitting in the seat of honor. Don't think more highly of yourself. Now, John the Baptist did not. He just pointed the direction. He was pointing to Jesus Christ, the light of the world. He was saying, "Don't pay any attention to me, but I want to give you a message. He is the one who is coming that is so much greater. He is the Messiah. He didn't use those words, but that's what he meant, that he is the one we've been looking for. I'm not even worthy enough to reach down and untie his sandals. Can you hear that? To untie his sandals. But you need to look and make sure you're pointed in the right way. For he is the light of the world. He is the one that is going to make our lives tied to him like a vine. He is the one who is the one who is a door to life. And John uses all of these pictures in his gospel. How do we do that today? How do we point the way? Who's pointing that way for us? Are we pointing that way for other people around us? Now, there are some lessons that we always learn at home that were very intentional. Eat all on your plate. People are starving in so-and-so country. Now, parents said this intentionally to help encourage children to eat. And that's still done, but they can do it in many different ways. What intentional ways are we using to point to Jesus the Christ? John said, you know, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, but I want you to hear me. I want to point you to the Savior, to the Master, to the Redeemer, to the one who is to bring salvation to your souls. He is the one. He is the light. He is the one that we should point our lives to. Don't be left back here with me. For my sole purpose is to point to the Christ child, to the Christ who is the Savior. Now, I guess we all point ways to go. We try to give directions when people want to know where to go. I mean, we try to give them directions down the street, an address, a town, a city. Use MapQuest. I mean, we try to give help to people who ask. But John the Baptist was saying, this is the way you should go. He pointed everyone to the Savior. And he came preaching a fiery kind of repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is in the synoptic gospels. But John here is kind of like looking through a window. He's just kind of the front that you look through to see the coming of the Christ. We are just catching a glimpse as John points us to the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this Christ is the one who went on to have people to listen to him. Many that did not understand, such as the woman at the well, talking about water and not getting the full meaning of Christ telling her that he is the water of life, the true water. Or the man that came to Christ after sunset, Nicodemus. He wanted to have it, but Jesus had to say, you know, listen. It's in new life that I give you, Nicodemus. It's in new life that comes. How are we pointing the direction of our individual lives? Of course, we want to do it individually, but we also want to do it corporately as a community of faith. Like, how are we pointing people who come to worship? As we worship together as a community of faith, we want to be in Christ that Christ may be in us as we come together. We want to be in the Lord Jesus Christ because we want to come together to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to point to the right direction. How are we pointing people? Which direction are they getting from us? What are they hearing? What are they saying? Only through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that others are pointed in the direction they should go is because God seeks to bless us in what we do and help to lead and guide us that we may be a direction in the lives of other people. It's only by the grace of God, many times. It's a great theologian who was one who wrote many books, thick books, and the words were, that long, but an enormous mind, Barth, and they say that he gave an example that every minister should have in their life, a model, as it was called, because he said everything that the clergy and ministers seek to do is to point others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in our goal as a church, to point others to the Lord Jesus Christ, we can let Christ be in us and be an example, but we need to be able to point to the Savior, not talk about ourselves so much that we don't get to let Christ come in and be the Christ, the Lord, the God. May God bless us as we seek to be those kinds of people that have Christ in us and that Christ works through us as a community of faith. Thanks be to God for John the Baptist who pointed the way and for the privilege we have to point the way to Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you know each of us very well. And we pray that you would help us to point the way to your Son, our Lord and Savior, whom we bless and give thanks for and ask to be alive in our hearts and in our lives. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
In the wind, there.
of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, in infinite wisdom, power, and love,
whose mercy is over all his works,
and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, and the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. Would you please take a moment to greet those around you, extending to him the right hand of Christian fellowship. I do hope that you will take time to look on the very back of the bulletin for the prayer list. And you see the names there listed. I'd like to add to that list three names. The family of Mike Hendricks, the family of Daphne Crumpton, the family of Hassel Painter. Are there others that you would like to lift up? Mary Bell and Kenneth, and you see here on the altar the birth of a new child, and Xavier is a big brother now. He's about 2 years old, but we want to add the special blessings on them for their new child and new birth of a new baby. Are there others? Nancy Cole. Thank you. Nancy Cole. Dolly Denton. Those who Christ uplifts and supports and
those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now may our worship glorify and honor God as we make our gifts and our tithes unto him.
Spirit in all of our lives and all of our gifts. Bless them that they may be used to say that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Now may we all go forth pointed in the direction of Lord and Savior, because Christ has sought to bless us. And may he bless us this day and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen.